News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, let's see if I know which buttons I need to push to make all this happen. Good morning, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on a Friday, 49 now, but warmer today with rain in the mix. Details coming up with Dr. Bill right after we check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are clear, but state troopers there at Grand Bay Wilma Road just north of I-10 in front of the TA truck stop. Two vehicles involved, unknown injuries, but it just happened a few minutes ago. Still a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Light traffic coming in from the Eastern Shore. Celebrate the holidays with Bellengrath Gardens and Home with more than 1,100 set pieces and 3 million lights guaranteed to get you in a holiday spirit, and sign up for a Sunday Storytime Hour the first four Sundays in December. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with showers. Temperatures will be in the lower 70s. Tonight, a few showers along with patchy fog, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
All right, 607 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings, Friday style. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orrig, tip of the hat to this man who did a fantastic yeoman's task.
Thank you.
I was sauntering off elsewhere, and Kelly and Mark Holliday and the whole crew here at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for doing what y'all do.
Hey, anytime. We had a good time.
Yep, that's it was reported that it was fantastic, so that is good. And by the way, thank you to everybody who came out last night to Fairhope Brewery, Fairhope Brewing Company, as we were doing our guest bartender, our charity bartender event, raising money for Wilmer Hall. Even folks from Wilmer Hall were there to cheer us on as well.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to see Brian Kane and the whole crew out there. Darius, I didn't see you this year. Hopefully you'll be back next year. I get to visit with you. Always enjoy my time with Darius as well. But thank you to everybody at Fairhope Brewing Company. CB Carl, man.
Yes. You mean CB Santa.
Yes, he came in with the Santa hat. Not only was he tipping big time, he went out to the patio area because we had to stay behind the bar because
mm-hmm.
we were
yeah.
pouring subpar pours of Fairhope Brewing Company.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, okay, I am. And then he went out to the courtyard and told everybody, said, y'all got to explain what Wilmer Hall was, and the people came in and made it rain with tips, so
they
big
did.
Thank you. Love doing that, and I love all y'all that come out. Of course, we see our normal crew from the Eastern Shore. Buddy Ben is, he's there on things in Mobile County, but he's there mm-hmm. for Baldwin County as well, but a bunch of new faces as well, so I like that.
Yeah.
Macklin, what's up, Macklin? He came out, so yeah,
I even got to see Fish River Frank last night.
He showed up and made it rain?
He made it rain. He gave me a $2 bill for the kid, the kiddo, her first $2 bill. So I said, so this doesn't go in the tip jar? He said, no, that one's for you. But he also put one in the tip jar, too. So he thank you, Fish River Frank, coming by, giving my kid her first $2 bill. It'll go in her little piggy bank we got.
That's awesome. I didn't know people still did that. That's a very strange, because I have a collection from my Aunt Carol, who has passed, but my aunt, who wasn't really my aunt, one of my mom's good friends.
Uh-huh.
And every year she would give me a $2 bill. So I have in my Mike Ward's Liberty Safe one of those little banker zip things
yeah.
full of these $2 bills, some with the red seal on them, some without. It cool. I didn't know people still did that. That's
yeah,
cool.
I'm excited about it.
Well, now I feel like I got to step up and I got to find some $2 bills. If y'all know where there's a stash, let us know. All right, coming up, a full weather discussion with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. We'll talk about the weather today and for the weekend ahead. Also, it is a football Friday.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have? What do we have on slate?
Oh, well, we're going to have Jim Nagy on, the executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl, and we're going to get his take on the conference championships coming up starting today with the Pac-12 12 championship. Of course, LSU and Georgia play tomorrow. So Jim Nagy is going to join us for Football Friday, and I am excited to talk to him.
I wonder if Alec has recovered from the all the turkeys he fried and smoked and all that during the Thanksgiving holiday. We'll find out when we find out what's cooking from him coming up. And plus a weekend weather scale from Dr. Bill and talk with you. Text line is open at 343-0106. And without ado, Kelly's got headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Strong words this morning from Representative Mo Brooks saying, quote, with unemployment at record lows with 7 million available job openings, work opportunities are abundant. Able-bodied adults should never be allowed to vote for a living rather than work for one. This as Brooks agrees with President Trump's administration to slim down food stamp rolls by nearly 700,000 people as the U.S. Department of Agriculture unveiled its final plan to get rid of state waivers. Those waivers would allow for some able-bodied adults without dependents to receive assistance through the SNAP program. Now, able-bodied adults without dependents are required to work at least 20 hours a week or be limited to 3 months of benefits in a three-year time period. In the past, however, states could apply for waivers to those work requirements if they were in areas of higher than average unemployment. Representative Brooks goes on to say, quote, it is wrong to let slackers take roughly $70 billion per year from hardworking taxpayers who need that money for their own needs. So the change is expected to save some $1.1 billion in the first year and $7.9 billion over the next 5 years. We're learning more about a local man gunned down in front of his own mother's house. He's been identified as 33-year-old Richard Lucy. He was a father of five. Wednesday night, Pritchard police say he was shot and killed on Vestivia Street, and now police say they need your help with this investigation. Pritchard police responded to a shots fired call between 9 and 9:30, and that was on the reports of a man with multiple wounds. As of now, there are no suspects, but investigators are asking if you have information to come forward and call police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man in Orange Beach has died after his truck fell on top of him. Happened at a trailer park on Canal Road last night. Police say the jack he used could not support the weight of the truck. Dozens of people came out to honor three men who died when their medical plane crashed in Alaska. Fairhope native Maddox Burtz was one of the men who died in that crash. There was a ceremony at the Ted Stevens International Airport in Anchorage on Wednesday. A vigil is scheduled in Mobile for tomorrow at sunset at Bienville Square. More than $62 million in federal money is being invested in high-speed internet for rural Alabama families. The Agriculture Department says this will create or improve internet for more than 8,000 rural homes while helping farms, businesses, schools, and healthcare facilities. Starting next month, the pier at the Gulf State Park will temporarily close. The pier will be closed for several months beginning January 16th for remodeling. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Add to your holiday cheer with a special screening of Home Alone at the Ice Cream Party at the Ben May Main Library, Monday, December 23rd, 2 to 4:30 p.m. Build an awesome ice cream sundae like Kevin does in the movie. Use our marble maze, Legos, and other building materials to see if you are as clever as Kevin. Then it's the special screening of Home Alone, Monday, December 23rd, 2 to 4:30 p.m. at the Ben May Main Library, 701 Government. Call 340-1507 for more.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile Christian football falls just short of winning their first state title. The Dallas Cowboys lose their third in a row, and Auburn basketball survives in overtime. 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Thursday was day two of the Super 7 football state championships in Auburn, and Mobile Christian came up just 2 points shy of winning the Class 3A title, falling 26-24 to Piedmont. Bulldogs quarterback Jackson Hayes threw a 27-yard touchdown pass to Ja'Kari Foster with 35 seconds to play, pushing Piedmont to their fourth state title since 2009. Mobile Christian quarterback Kaysen Link passed for 254 yards and a touchdown, also rushed for 52 yards in the loss. In 1A, Lynette defeated Mars Hill 41-30, and in 5A, Central Clay County stopped Pleasant Grove at the one-yard line to win 31-27 and repeat as 5A champs. Today, two of our local teams are looking to win state championships. At 11 a.m., the UMS Wright Bulldogs look to win their third straight title in 4A, and their 33rd game in a row when they play Jacksonville. At 3, Fife plays Realtown in 2A. Then at 7, Spanish Fort faces Oxford for the 6A title. Good luck to UMS and Spanish Fort today. We hope that you bring back blue maps to the area. In the NFL last night, Chicago beat Dallas 31-24, improving the Bears' record to 7-6 and dropping the Cowboys to 6-7. Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky passed for 3 touchdowns and ran in another in the win.
He keeps again. One-on-one. Tackle missed. Touchdown, Trubisky. What a night for number 10.
That's the call from Fox. Cowboys receiver Amari Cooper caught 6 passes for 83 yards and a touchdown. That night put him past 1,000 yards this season for the 4th time in 5 years. And it was the Cowboys' 3rd loss in a row. In college basketball, the 14th-ranked Auburn Tigers survived against Furman in overtime to win 81-78 and remain undefeated. Tigers freshman Isaac Okoro scored a season-high 18 points in the win, and Mississippi State fell to Louisiana Tech 74-67. In college football, Washington State announced that they've agreed to a contract extension with head coach Mike Leach that'll keep him under contract with the Cougars through 2024. This season, Leach has coached Washington State to a team-record 5th consecutive bowl appearance. It's conference championship weekend in college football, beginning tonight with the Pac-12 championship. Utah takes on Oregon at 7 o'clock. That game will be aired on ABC. Then tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., the Big 12 championship. Number 6 Oklahoma hosts, or they play number 7 Baylor. That'll be 11 on ABC. At 3 o'clock tomorrow, the SEC championship live from Atlanta with LSU and Georgia facing each other. At 6:30, the ACC championship, number 23 Virginia will face number 3 Clemson. And at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, Ohio State and Wisconsin wrap it up with the Big Ten conference championship. 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
And thank you. Coming up, we check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Weekend weather scale coming up around 7:30. And of course, it's a football Friday, so more football talk on the way. Y'all stay close.
Here's what you need to know about Jerry. Jerry Carl is an outsider and businessman, not some politician. Jerry is ready to roll up his sleeves and get down to business. South Alabama is Trump country, so Jerry Carl will stand with our president. That starts by getting the wall built and locking down our border. Jerry Carl believes we can't keep giving free stuff to the illegal immigrants flooding our country. It's not fair to working families. Jerry Carl is an avid hunter and isn't about to let some left-wing socialists from Washington take our guns. It's our constitutional right. And Jerry Carl is a pro-life Christian, plain and simple. Jerry will protect the unborn and defend our values. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with showers. Temperatures will be in the lower 70s. Tonight, a few showers along with patchy fog, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your CBD store of Westmobile has a long list of CBD stocking stuffers under 20 bucks, lotions, lip balms, and oh, the bath bombs, an absolute favorite. Find it all at your CBD store of Westmobile.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, again, Mobile Police Department are clear, but state troopers heading to Grand Bay Wilmer Road with an accident just north of I-10 in front of the TA truck stop. Two vehicles involved there. Again, northbound 65 from Breacher, Chickasaw to Saraland, no delays. CBD America is now open on Old Shell Road behind the Metal Mushroom at the USA campus, and they offer all things hemp. Mention this ad, and you'll get 15% off all your purchases. Don't forget the original CBD America on Highway 43 in Satsuma. See them at CBD America. One.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 621 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Glad to have you here and good to be back in the seat here. Seat warmers on. Everything's good. It's good here. We'll check in with Dr. Bill here in just a few minutes. Also, you heard the update from WKRG. Gulf State Park Pier closing for remodeling.
Ooh.
Probably 3 months, which is tough because let me argue this from a down-home perspective. This is a time of year the pier fishing is pretty good.
Really?
Okay, because you have, there's certain fish that are there during the summer that aren't going to be right close to the shore, but like ground mullet and white trout and all that, you can get after off the pier. You can get flounder, too, off the Gulf State Pier. So it's a tough time to shut this baby down. So, but I was thinking about the remodel thing.
Mm-hmm.
Please, 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 state of Alabama that owns Gulf State Pier, can you do this as a reality show, and can you bring in an interior decorator to do the remodel of the pier? Say, I don't like this here. The lighting is horrible.
Yeah.
It makes the Spanish mackerel look too small. I want different lighting here. I would like some throw rugs over here and some pillows.
We're going to take out this pole, and we're going to put in a fireplace.
Wouldn't it be the best thing ever to have bring in a real fancy designer mm-hmm. onto Gulf State Pier and have them go through the things like this wood color is too nobody's doing this. Everybody's going white and beige now. We want some black accents here.
Mm-hmm. Well, the color of the year is Pantone blue, so maybe they'd be able to mix that in some. they'd have to have the staged crowd at the end and a massive curtain
right,
to
for the
unveil
big reveal.
The remodel.
Like, oh my gosh! And you're like a bunch of crusty old fishermen with their carts going out there like, this is the best ever. It makes me feel more at home and peaceful when I'm out here catching fish.
Calming.
It is a calming effect, and I like how they brought in this end of the pier to the other. It makes it flow better. And all. So, but Gulf State Park closing for remodeling and maybe redecorating. We're never sure. All right, 624 FM Talk 106.5. Time to catch headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, a local man shot at the beginning of this school year has filed a lawsuit against the city of Mobile and the Mobile County Public School System and the Alabama High School Athletic Association, claiming they failed to provide adequate security and safety during a football game last August at Ladd Peebles Stadium. The man has been identified as 30-year-old Daryl Peebles. He says that the four named agencies in this lawsuit are responsible for negligence, wantonness, and a premise liability. The shooting happened August the 30th at the LaFleur Williamson High School football game. And since then, Peebles says that he has had to seek medical and psychological treatment for his injuries. That's according to court records, and has racked up medical bills, lost wages, and has out-of-pocket expenses. He's seeking damages in this case, but MCPSS is also known as the Board of School Commissioners of Mobile County, has since filed a motion to dismiss this lawsuit, claiming that it cannot be sued since it is an agency of the state. Meantime, the suspect, 18-year-old D'Angelo Parnell, has since pleaded not guilty to 9 charges of attempted murder. He remains in jail on a $540,000 bond. His case was bound over to a grand jury, and MCPSS has since changed its security policy and brought in in 20 metal detectors, which are used at events across the county. In your health news, there is significant flu activity happening across the state of Alabama. According to the Alabama Department of Public Health's weekly flu update ending November the 30th, it shows high levels of flu are in all 8 healthcare districts, with the greatest number of reports in the southeastern portion of the state and Mobile County. The number of influenza-like illnesses are up too, with 1 in 20 people visiting the doctor reporting flu-like symptoms. No pediatric deaths have been reported in the state. 5, though, have been reported nationwide. If you have questions, be sure to speak to your healthcare provider. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 626 FM Talk 106.5. Sean Sullivan for Omaha Steaks. We are Omaha Steaks family. Giving and receiving from Omaha Steaks, and it is fantastic. What a great gift to give. And I'm going to tell you about how this holiday you can give the gift of Omaha Steaks. Right now, Omaha Steaks is sharing an amazing limited-time holiday offer with y'all to get a jump on your holiday shopping. If you'll go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code Sullivan in the search bar, you can order the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love, for only $69.99. Now, here's what you get. Listen to this. 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon, the most tender steak in the world, 4 savory premium pork chops, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks signature seasoning packet. That stuff is so good. And for y'all's special deal, a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board. All this delicious food, plus the free delivery and or the free cutlery set, they'll enjoy for years to come. And it's only $69.99. Omaha Steaks are the most tender, the most flavorful, and you can only get steaks of this quality from Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher. Once again, order now, and you can get the favorite holiday gift package, plus the free piece, 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board for only $69.99. So go to Omaha Steaks right now and type in Sullivan in the search bar and get that deal. All right, 627, Dr. Bill on the way. Oh, I saw the TSA story. The TSA in Pensacola, which oddly enough, the only place I've ever lost something to TSA is Pensacola. And I thought about this. It stays with me. I was packing up to head back from Pennsylvania. I guess it was Wednesday night, because we got up at like 2 o'clock in the morning to get back to Mobile. Had to drive to get to a Harrisburg airport and come back. And I worried, because the backpack that I carry on the plane is the same one I carry up into the woods. And it has ammunition in it, knives in it, and all that. And I worried that there's some pocket that... I'll tell you when we come back what I lost from TSA, what's sitting over there in a TSA bucket in Pensacola.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Newly released dash cam video shows the moments a man tried to shoot Pensacola police officers. The incident happened in October 2018. Christopher Chansey was convicted this week on a charge of trying to kill a law enforcement officer. He shot at police as they tried to pull him over. Chansey will be sentenced in February. One of the victims of the mass shooting at Ladd People Stadium back in August has now filed a lawsuit. 9 people were hurt in the shooting at the LaFleur Williamson football game. Peoples claims the city of Mobile, the Mobile County Public School System, Ladd People Stadium, and the Alabama High School Athletic Association all failed to provide adequate security and safety during the event. An elementary school teacher from Alabama is making national headlines for buying coats for her students. Jessica Woods works in a school in Birmingham where 90% of students qualify for free or reduced lunches. Through a Facebook campaign, she has raised $500 to buy more than 40 coats. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kimco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at kimcobuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Ride-hailing firm Uber reports almost 6,000 reports of sexual assault during 2017 and 18, but notes the number was down 16% that second year. There were 19 deaths caused by physical assault during Uber rides, the report saying drivers accounted for 45% of the victims. The White House faces a 5 p.m. Eastern Time deadline today to inform the House Judiciary Committee if it will take part in a hearing coming up Monday as the House moves towards formulating articles of impeachment against President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi outlining the stakes last night at a CNN town hall.
Damage that this administration has done to America. America's a great country we can sustain. Two terms, I don't know.
In Nashville, Tennessee, a blind prisoner convicted of killing his girlfriend by setting her on fire in her car was put to death last night. 53-year-old Lee Hall becoming only the second inmate without sight to be executed in the United States since the death penalty came back in 1976. Gains holding steady for stock futures. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Saudi Arabia's state-owned oil company Aramco is laying the groundwork for the biggest ever initial public offering of stock. The share price for its IPO puts the value of the company at $1.7 trillion. That makes it worth more than Apple or Microsoft. The sale is part of a plan by Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to sell a 1.5% stake in the country's crown jewel to help fuel the kingdom's economy. Overtime Sports is raising an additional $40 million to fund the startup's quest to attract Generation Z consumers, the next big focus for marketers that cater to young people. Overtime initially posted high school game highlights and other sports videos on social platforms such as Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, but has since expanded to long-form original shows, merchandising, and live events. The company is seeking a valuation of about $150 million. Crude oil down 6 cents at $58.37 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Yeah, I tailored the trip to be back in time for your Friday forecast and the weekend weather scale, so I just want you to know that.
I tell you, that's terrific.
Looking out today, clouds in the mix. Is that a harbinger?
Yeah, we've got a low-pressure system that's come out of Texas, and it's going to track across Louisiana and eventually right across our area and then move out over the Gulf of Mexico. And so it's going to give us some showers today. It's not going to be a real soaker through the day, but we should see occasional showers. And a mild day, about 71, 72 degrees for this afternoon. Now, tonight, we'll still see some showers around. We may also see some fog develop after midnight as we cool down into the mid-50s. And then for Saturday, looks like we get a little break in the shower activity. It'll be mostly cloudy, perhaps partly cloudy at times. And temperatures just a little bit cooler, but still pleasant, around 65 degrees. Then on Sunday, a few showers are possible, and we'll stay mild, around 70 for Sunday afternoon. Monday, again, just a few showers around, mostly isolated, and temperatures in the low 70s. Then on Tuesday, the next storm system with a cold front will come through, and a good chance for shower activity on Tuesday with a high in the low 70s. And then it's back to wintertime next Wednesday, just isolated showers, and will cool down with the highs only in the 50s. So some mild weather will be with us all the way through Tuesday, and then the middle of next week, we get some wintertime temperatures.
Yeah, you talk about mild. Is that also for all these transitions or all this rain? Is severe weather or no severe weather associated?
Nothing with the system coming through today. Mostly showers. And but next week, with Tuesday, with a cold front coming in, we may see some thunderstorm activity at that time. But that's a long way off.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we're ready for the weekend weather scale coming up at 7:30.
Okay, John.
There's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, and all-around good guy, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, Kane's got our traffic, Kelly's got more headlines coming up, and Dalton's got sports. Y'all stay close.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, are you here Christmas shopping? Don't you usually wait until it's a bit closer to Christmas?
Nope, I'm here for a turkey charm for my wife's bracelet and a few other things.
I'll see if one's available, or if not, I'll order you one in. But you've got to tell me the story.
Well, my brother and I did a fall turkey hunt, got a couple gobblers, cleaned our birds, came back to Mobile.
Sounds like a great time. So what happened?
Well, the whole family was around the table ready to dig into a beautiful turkey dinner. After the blessing, everybody started eating when all of a sudden Aunt Nancy screams. She broke a tooth and everybody started picking pellets out of their mouth. And then I yelled at Bob for not getting all the shot out of the bird. And he jumps up from the table. I follow outside. Next thing you know, we're wrestling in the front yard. Everybody's watching. That's when the dog made his move to feast on the Thanksgiving bird.
So who are you buying charms for?
Yeah, my mother-in-law, who broke her dentures, Uncle Pete and Aunt Nancy, who both cracked teeth. Both of our wives are angry that we took that fight to the front yard and then had to take the dog to the vet. So I need 4 turkey charms and 1 silver eagle for Uncle Pete.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit mobilebaycoins.com.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department just pulled an accident on I-65 northbound between Airport and Dolphin Street into a parking lot. No delay there, but state troopers still heading to Grand Bay Wilma Road right by the truck stop. The TA truck stop, 2 vehicles involved in this accident, shouldn't be affecting too many people. Still a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Holiday Market and Christmas Kids Day is back tomorrow from 10 to 2 at Mardi Gras Park. Plenty of activities for the kids while you shop with local vendors, free parking at the Civic Center, and shuttle by train to Mardi Gras Park. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 638 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Kelly Finley's got our headlines in just a second. Dr. Bill, Kane, Alec Naiman coming in, Jim Nagy, Football Friday happening. Man, we are busy on a Friday. Glad you're here. Yeah, I talked about this TSA story from WKRG. Said, which by the way, I had a lot of TSA, you know, action over the last couple of days, traveling. And
what kind of action?
They put me in the nudie scanner. You know, it's always, is it a problem that I wink when it does, you know, the thing goes around you? I wink.
I don't know. You'd have to ask the TSA agent.
They kind of like it, I guess. Make small talk with them while they're doing that. story from WKRG. TSA agents held a press conference inside the Pensacola International Airport yesterday morning to make sure travelers know what not to bring on an airplane. Remember, there's the app. what can I bring from TSA?
Everyone hasn't downloaded that yet?
I guess not. TSA spokesperson Sari Koshitz said 27 guns have been intercepted since the start of the year, and one as of yesterday. I said this morning a TSA officer here in Pensacola stopped a firearm from getting through the checkpoint. The gun was loaded with 13 rounds and one in the chamber. If you're not a professional athlete that seems to forget that, then why? How do you forget that?
It's now, always the athletes.
It says year-to-date right here in Pensacola, our office has stopped more than 5,500 pounds of prohibited and hazardous material. It means you can't bring your knives, guns, or swords on a plane.
Dang it.
Yeah, no swords. They said they need to check their... This story says their backs, but it's probably their bags.
Yeah.
To make sure they don't have anything prohibited there.
It depends on if it's a ninja sword.
Yeah, that's
true. Could be on the back.
Be on your back or a quiver of arrows or something like that. So I was hunting, so we had to check, go through the process of checking your rifles. And you know, of course, obviously, they go as check bags. But Pensacola Airport's the only place I lost something. And to this date, I search my backpacks before I get back on a plane for this reason. I lost a Leatherman. And if you're like me, you know how important a Leatherman is? The multi-tool Leatherman. The real, not the Gerber makes a good one, but this is the Leatherman. I love them. I carry them with me if I'm camping, hiking, hunting, fishing. They're a great tool. They're a good thing to have.
Good for multiple uses, too.
That's multi-tool. I had it in a pocket of a backpack that I had not checked. And you get up to TSA, and they find it, and we had to go get on the plane, and they said, I think even at that point I said, can I go back out? Maybe they said yes, or maybe they said no, but they just said, well, if you want to go onto the gate, we take it, and they put it in there, my beautiful Leatherman with a nice weathered leather case for it, in a big basket full of other things. That's been 10 years ago, but it stuck with me. Search your bags. If you got a bag that has all these pockets in it and stuff, like if you have a Leatherman or just like a little Swiss Army pocket knife, stuff like that, just like double and triple check your bags, because it's a decade later, and it still pains me that I lost that.
That's tough, though. I've double and triple checked bags before. They've got so many pockets these days. There's always one that escapes you, but what do they do with all that? Do they end up selling some of that stuff? Or
wouldn't that be awesome if they did? Like up in North Alabama, they used to have a place called Unclaimed Luggage or something like that, where you could go and like rifle through. I know I've sat in the parking lot, never did go in, but had family members wanted to go in. You rifle through people's bags and buy stuff. It seemed very, very strange to me. But I don't know. My Leatherman was gone, and now I learned a very valuable, painful lesson on that. So be careful. I mean, you should know if you have your firearm where it is. But it might be a Swiss Army knife. It might be a Leatherman. Maybe something like that. Something that's just you didn't think about.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take it. Dang it. All right, 6:42. Some real headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New numbers are in regarding fatalities over the most recent Thanksgiving Day holiday weekend. According to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, 11 people lost their lives between 12:01 a.m. Wednesday and through midnight Sunday, December the 1st. The fatal crashes happened in Baldwin, Cherokee, Escambia, Hale, Madison, Morgan, St. Clair, and Wilcox counties. Of the victims, two were pedestrians and a motorcyclist was also killed. The other eight victims were traveling in vehicles that had seatbelts. But of the six drivers and two passengers, only two were wearing their seatbelts. During the same extended holiday period 1 year ago, troopers confirmed that they investigated 7 traffic deaths, according to Aaliyah. If you noticed a fireball streak across the sky Wednesday night, you are not alone. NASA's Meteoroid Environments Office at Marshall Space Flight Center says that the fireball was reported by people in Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, and the Carolinas around 7:28 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it was captured on multiple NASA Sky Meteor cameras. The scientific beauty was traveling northwest from central Alabama at a rate of about 36,000 miles per hour. It then disintegrated 27 miles above the intersection of Targham Road and Highway 36 in Morgan County. The agency says that the fireball's orbit and brightness indicates it was caused by an asteroid fragment about 4 inches in diameter and weighing about 3 pounds. If you miss the shooting star, you should plan to stay very focused on the sky December 14th through the 15th as another meteor shower is expected. And who says science isn't cool? This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry. Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man in Orange Beach has died after his truck fell on top of him. Happened at a trailer park on Canal Road last night. Police say the jack he used could not support the weight of the truck. Dozens of people came out to honor three men who died when their medical plane crashed in Alaska. Fairhope native Maddox Burtz was one of the men who died in that crash. There was a ceremony at the Ted Stevens International Airport in Anchorage on Wednesday. A vigil is scheduled in Mobile for tomorrow at sunset at Bienville Square. More than $62 million in federal money is being invested in high-speed internet for rural Alabama families. The Agriculture Department says this will create or improve internet for more than 8,000 rural homes while helping farms, businesses, schools, and healthcare facilities. Starting next month, the pier at the Gulf State Park will temporarily close. The pier will be closed for several months beginning January 16th for remodeling. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Mobile Christian falls short of winning their first state title. The Dallas Cowboys lose their third game in a row, and Auburn basketball survives in overtime. It's 6:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Thursday was day two of the Super 7 football state championships in Auburn. Mobile Christian came up just 2 points shy of winning the Class 3A title, falling 26-24 to Piedmont. Bulldogs quarterback Jackson Hayes threw a 27-yard touchdown pass to Ja'Kari Foster with 35 seconds to play, pushing Piedmont to their fourth state title since 2009. Mobile Christian quarterback Kaysen Link passed for 254 yards and a touchdown, and also rushed for 52 yards in the loss. In 1A, Lynette defeated Mars Hill 41-30 for their title, and in 5A, Central Clay County stopped Pleasant Grove at the one-yard line to win 31-27 and repeat as the 5A champs. Today, two of our local teams are looking to win state championships. At 11 a.m., the UMS Wright Bulldogs look to win their third straight title in 4A and their 33rd game in a row when they play Jacksonville. At 3 p.m., Fife plays Realtown in 2A. And then at 7, Spanish Fort faces Oxford for the 6A title. Good luck to UMS and Spanish Fort today. Hope you bring back blue maps to our area. In the NFL last night, Chicago beat Dallas 31-24, improving the Bears' record to 7-6 and dropping the Cowboys to 6-7. Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky passed for 3 touchdowns and ran in another in the win.
He keeps again. One-on-one. Tackle missed. Touchdown, Trubisky. What a night for number 10.
That's the call on Fox. Cowboys receiver Amari Cooper caught 6 passes for 83 yards and a touchdown. His night put him past 1,000 yards receiving this season for the 4th time in 5 years, and it was the Cowboys' 3rd loss in a row. In college basketball, the 14th-ranked Auburn Tigers survived against Furman in overtime to win 81-78 and also remain undefeated. Tigers freshman Isaac Okoro scored a season-high 18 points in the win. And in the other SEC game, Mississippi State fell to Louisiana Tech 74-67. In college football, Washington State announced that they've agreed to a contract extension with head coach Mike Leach that will keep him under contract with the Cougars through 2024. This season, Leach has coached Washington State to a team record 5th consecutive bowl appearance. And it's conference championship weekend in college football, beginning tonight with the Pac-12 championship. Utah takes on Oregon at 7 o'clock on ABC. Then tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., the Big 12 championship game between Baylor and Oklahoma. At 3 o'clock, Georgia faces LSU. That's the number four Georgia Bulldogs and the number two LSU Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty big ramifications for the college football playoff. They kick off at 3 p.m. in Atlanta. That game will air on CBS. At 6:30 tomorrow night, the ACC Conference Championship, number 23 Virginia versus number 3 Clemson. And at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, the Big Ten Conference Championship, Ohio State versus Wisconsin. That game airs on Fox. 6:49, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with showers. Temperatures will be in the lower 70s. Tonight, a few showers along with patchy fog, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Feel at home with First South Farm Credit in Bay Minette. For all your distinctive loan needs, whether you're looking to buy land, country home, or farm, a simple loan process for you. Let a First South Farm Credit experienced loan officer put 100 years of experience in supporting rural communities and agriculture to work for you. Financing land, farms, and dreams. First South Farm Credit, 209 East 2nd Street in Bay Minette, your land and ag lending experts.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, once again, Mobile Police Department have got an accident northbound 65 between Airport and Dolphin off to the side of the road. State troopers still there at Grand Bay Wilma Road, just north of I-10 in front of the TA truck stop. Two vehicles involved, really not affecting too much traffic. Long hours in the kitchen and unwanted assistance from that certain family member, or Christmas brunch at the Battle House Hotel inside the Crystal Ballroom. Seating times are 10:30 to 2:30. For reservations, call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
All right, 6:52, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sean and Dalton, Kelly's on the way with headlines, getting calls and texts about people that, maybe we'll assemble a little list, things you've lost through the TSA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my buddy one time, too, his bag set something off, and they, get it right, if I remember the story, they had to swab it, whatever it had, so it had gunpowder residue on it. But, of course, it's the bag that carried shells in, going on a hunting trip or whatever, and it showed the gunpowder residue, and he had to explain. But, yeah, I lost a TSA basket, took my Leatherman about a decade ago, and y'all that are like me that know the importance of a good multi-tool. That was a heartbreaker. I had to go by and learn my lesson. A buck knife taken, other people losing things at the TSA. Not that if you show up, like, yesterday at Pensacola TSA and you have the – You have your loaded handgun, one in the tube, 13 in the magazine.
Dumb.
Yeah. But if you, like, there's got to be some kind of deal where you say, okay, can I, I think they were going to give me the option to run it back out, but we're late for the flight or something like that. But it's painful. You lose something like a Swiss Army knife or a Leatherman or something like that, like, just because you didn't check every pocket in the bag.
There should be some company that, like, offers to ship it to you for a charge that stays there at TSA.
If you drop it in this thing, you put it in an envelope and drop it, and they send it to your house.
They'll send it to you. I think that's,
entrepreneurs?
That's a good business idea. You know, I've lost my dignity. That's what I've lost at the TSA.
If I had somebody lost it, I said, give me the pat down. You know, I'm an old dude. I'll take the hands-on attention. 6:54, FM Talk 106.5 headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you're looking for fun, Christmas-related activities this weekend for the family involving Santa, parades, holiday markets, and historic moves, grab a pen. There's lots to do in the city and across the county. Let's begin in Mobile County, as the Dolphin Island Christmas Parade is this Saturday, December the 7th. The town Christmas Parade will roll down Bienville Boulevard from Cadillac Square to the Dolphin Island School beginning at 11 a.m. And in Baldwin County, the Fairhope Magical Christmas Parade rolls at 7 p.m. at the intersection of Morphy and Section Street and continues down Section to Oak Street. The Gulf Shores Lighted Christmas Parade is Friday, December the 6th at 6:30 p.m. and will feature festive lighted floats as well as appearances from holiday characters and marching bands along Highway 59 from Gulf Shores Public Beach to the Sims Park. And in Daphne, the Christmas Parade that rolls down Main Street at 11 a.m. December the 7th from the Daphne Civic Center Complex through Old Town Daphne and back again. The Mobile Botanical Gardens and the Mobile Master Gardeners are having their annual greenery sale and holiday market today through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and then Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. They're selling wreaths and garland, table and mantle arrangements, poinsettias, Christmas cacti, and locally grown fruit and nuts, and handcrafted ornaments, pottery, candles, and much more, all available for purchase. And the Dora Franklin Finley African American Heritage Trail marker unveiling is Saturday, December 7th, and will commemorate the stories of Mobile's diverse people, places, and paths, which form our rich history as a state as part of the Alabama 200 Bicentennial Heritage Celebration. This United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization historical marker unveiling, also known as UNESCO, will be quite the landmark for the city, state, and beyond. The celebration happens from 2 to 4 p.m. at Cooper Riverside Park. All are welcome to witness history come alive. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
At 6:56, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Yeah, I have thought of one reason not to use my buddy Trey Bennett with 1-800-GOT-JOHN.
What's that reason?
Makes it harder to hide Christmas gifts. Because if you have junk all over your house, then you can... Now, the difference is you can hide Christmas gifts, but sometimes you don't find them till Easter. Because you've hid them, you know.
Then it's just you rebrand.
Yes. It's, oh, look at the Easter gift. Yeah, that's a winter coat. But... other than being able to have many places to hide Christmas gifts, there's no reason to leave that junk in the house, especially with friends and family coming in for the holidays. Get my buddy Trey and the crew to come to your place. It could be your business, could be a storage unit you need cleaned out. Anywhere you got junk you need cleaned out, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's as easy as going online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or picking up a telephone. Could be your smartphone, could be an old Sports Illustrated football phone, whatever you got. Pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Set an appointment time. They will actually give you a day and an actual hour of the day, and you agree on that, okay? Get a time that works for everybody. They show up, they quote you a price, you say yes or no, and then they get to work if you say yes. I mean, that's it, y'all. It's that simple to get the junk gone from your home, your business, storage unit, wherever you got it. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Local franchisee, 11 years. My buddy Trey, give him a call today.